Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo, and this is MindBody TV. I am here today with Bernadette Logue, who is an entrepreneur in New Zealand who created The Daily Positive. And the reason I wanted to bring her on to MindBody TV today is because she has really done an extraordinary thing in recreating her life, becoming aware that, you know, she had this pretty severe illness and pain, and realized, like, I hate what I'm doing. This is my life. This is not the life I'm really meant to live. And literally made some really, really major changes, sold everything, moved around the world, you know, traveled around the world, quit her job. And when I met her, I could really feel how much courage it took to make a move like that. And that so many of us have that calling in the heart, whether we have an illness and we're sick and realize, like, wow, the way I'm doing my life is not really aligned for me. Or we just have that feeling like this is flat. This can't be my real life. But to have the courage to actually leap beyond it, listen to that calling, and then ground into the clarity and guidance, because she's actually created some really extraordinary things by doing this and making this change, including healing her body and no longer having pain and illness, having a really extraordinary, abundant business doing what she loves. So I want to say hello to everyone listening to the recording or listening on the podcast, and a special shout out to everyone who's joining live. I'd love to hear where you're tuning in from. Either way, if you're listening later on to the recording as well, let us know where you're tuning in from. And so I'm going to open it up to Bernadette to share this fascinating story, specifically, you know, selling the house, quit my job. I'm clear. This is not my joy. I'm going to make this change, and then stepping into a whole new world. So Bernadette, welcome to MindBody TV. And I'd love to hear about, you know, what you're all about now and what this journey has been like.
Amazing. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. This is like my favorite topic to talk about, is unleashing your life and getting into your alignment and flow. And the opportunity to talk to you, I had to sit back and say, okay, that was 10 years ago the journey started. And for people listening, I really kind of wanted to get back into the mode of what it was really like for me then, so you can see the kind of transition. So at the moment, I run my own business. I am a transformation life coach. I'm an author. I did not do any of that 10 years ago. That was not my life. As you said, I healed myself of my pain. I traveled the world, all these good things. But that's not how it was originally. And how it was originally, just to give a sense of the A to Z, was that I had the life on paper that looks really normal and looks really good on paper. So I had a good job, I had good workmates, I had a good boss, I had a good income, I had a good home, I had a good husband, I had all the good things. And I had an extremely big void inside where I was 100% not fulfilled. And anyone that's listening who feels like this isn't it, you can quite often end up with a feeling of, oh, I should just be grateful. Or I shouldn't feel this way, or I should just pull up my socks and get on with it. And there must be something wrong with me. And all of these kind of conversations we have with ourselves for years, where you try to make yourself fit into a box of what you think your life is meant to be like. So that life wasn't working for me. And as you mentioned, I had a health condition. I had it from the first year I started working at about 20 years old, 19 or 20.
What was the job or what kind of work that you were doing?
So I did office work. I started out in executive support. So I worked for supporting judges, ministers, chief executives, that kind of thing, in an executive support role. And then I moved into recruitment, and I did recruitment HR consulting for about 6 or 7 years. So when I left my career, that's what I was in really high-paced corporate role doing recruitment.
And what was the, did you have a diagnosis or what were the symptoms?
Yeah. So it started in my first year working. it's just like, it's ironic to be talking about this. I'm laughing inside because I can't believe I couldn't see it at the time. So it started my first year working, and it went all the way until I left my job. And when I left my job and my career and I took the step into alignment with myself, it almost literally disappeared. And it was driven in the medical diagnosis from stress and overuse. So I had what's called, in New Zealand, we call it OOS, which is occupational overuse syndrome, and it creates really crippling pain in your shoulders and in your arms. And I remember one day in the maybe 4 years before I actually left, I couldn't even lift my arm up to blow dry my hair one day because it was like my arms were in so much pain. And when I left my job, it almost just disappeared. And the ironic thing is, I probably overused my body more in my own business, worked harder, worked longer, worked more, had more going on, and yet no pain. Like, what's up with that? And what's up with that is totally out of alignment in myself, complete void within me, stress, strain, and anxiety for all the wrong reasons, because it wasn't like a healthy tension from being busy doing something I loved. And I believe it was my body just screaming out to me to slow down, listen in, and operate from a more soulful place instead of driving forward down some path that clearly was not aligned with me.
It's a big thing we see in medicine, this overuse syndrome or repetitive injury syndrome, or even when people develop like reflex sympathetic pain or even fibromyalgia. I always have looked at like, what is the body not getting that it needs? It's not about the overuse. I mean, there are minor things you do that you can adjust your angle and how you're holding the tennis racket or simple things like that. But when the body gets what it needs and is fueled, it can compensate and repair very, very easily. And you don't get these pain syndromes. So I always, always look when I'm evaluating someone with chronic pain for like what's going on mentally, emotionally. And it's, you know, like you said, you're using your body even more now, but there's no pain patterns. And, you know, now you're in a space of joy and freedom and honoring yourself. And how is that illness, you know, your body's way of getting your attention to make this change?
Yeah. And you know what I used to say to my body, and I just cringe that I used to do this. My body is hopeless and it can't keep up with me and it's unacceptable. So I'm just going to go harder.
And a lot of people do that. A lot of people think, my body's hopeless. It just can't keep up with me. I'm just going to assert myself and go forward. And then it's this relationship with the body that's like a beat down.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what I didn't get was I felt like my body was saying, well, you just have to go slower. And I was like, well, I'm not a slow person. I like a high-paced life, people. Yes. I like to do a lot, like people would laugh at me. I like type fast. I talk fast. I walk fast. I just like a busy, high-paced life. And and so I was angry at my body, you know, directing anger energy at the one thing you're wanting to heal is like, doesn't make any sense. But that's the cycle you get caught within. And it wasn't the illness that drove me to leave. It wasn't that I was like, I have to leave my job because my body's too sore to do my job. That's not what drove it. It was the spiritual underlying vacancy inside of me that this can't be it, and a whole lot of divine guidance I ended up getting. I had a spiritual awakening, and that was happening, all of a sudden started happening at the same time the illness was peaking, no mistake, and it sort of all drove to a point where I left.
Well, I want to hear about that because that's the part that put like ding, 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 ding in my mind of bringing you on the broadcast was, you know, you're walking up the stairs with your husband, you're like, I hate my job. And he's like, I hate my job too. Let's quit. And then you guys decide, like, we're doing this. And that takes so much courage to, you've got to have the clarity that this isn't just some whim that I'm like, oh, I don't feel like working. Okay, I'll quit. That it's actually your clarity speaking like, no, you don't need to do this. Let it go. So how did you get, tell us that story. And then how did you have like the, I know that I know, to have the clarity to make that choice and follow it into something totally more abundant?
Yeah. Okay. Great. And I'm going to keep this really real. Like, I'm going to tell you what it was really like, because it's not like roses and glory. Duh, I just had this dawning thing and I just dance off into the sunset, because I feel like people need to know, if you're going to make a change and you have pain, you have a void inside, you feel like you have no purpose, whatever it is, be prepared that it's going to be a little scary, and be prepared to pull up your socks and to lean on the courage you have. Okay. And I'll talk about where I got that courage from. So preceding the decision to make these radical changes, I started having a spiritual awakening. So that started happening probably 4 or 5 months before I made the changes. And that was all just very, I want to say, coincidental and synchronistic. But what I would say is, if you feel like you're having a spiritual awakening, or you feel like something is happening in your life where you're getting signs that something isn't right and it's time to make a change, the timing of that is always perfect. So I had been to see a spiritual advisor, like a spirit channeler, and a friend had recommended I go. And I was not a spiritual person. I was not into all of that stuff. So it was quite radical for me to start to kind of explore these things. And it started stirring up a whole lot of things for me that I did have a void inside, and it was time to make a change. But the real spiritual awakening for me was I started to realize that I was getting signs, that I was starting to get divine guidance. The same recurring, repeating themes were showing up in my daily life, the same types of conversations people were having with me. And there were two major things that kept coming up. And this was completely out of the blue. The first thing that kept coming up was healing. And I mean, like, in a radical way, like in your face, constant signs, waking up to songs that were talking about healing. Someone erected a billboard at the end of my street about healing. A friend called me and invited me to a healing event. There was just one thing after another. And so I
tune in and begin to notice and pay attention in a different way to life and to what, yes, you know, what was being asked of you or where you were being guided toward, and to start to perceive things differently.
Correct. Life is having a conversation with us, as my sister, who's one of my spiritual guides, likes to say. Life is having a conversation with you all the time. And if you will just listen, you'll realize that you're getting divine guidance. And we get it in multiple ways. I can talk about that in a little bit if you like. But we get it from external sources. Things show up in our life guiding us, but we get it from inside us.
Yeah.
Inside, you don't need it outside. Yeah. You know inside. You get intuition, you get inspirations, and you have passion. And those three things are your soul speaking to you.
Intuition, so I started thinking, inspiration and passion.
Passion, inspiration, intuition, P-I-I, I call that, that soul language. And if you tune into those things, they will quite often converge in one direction. If your intuition says this job isn't it, I need to make a change, if you start having inspirations about that and you feel passionately drawn in some direction, all of that converging is helping you to understand. And then if you get the double whammy, you get external signs, synchronicity start showing up that actually reflect that too. That is exactly what happened to me, as I started getting signs outside of myself, calling myself in a direction that seemed to align with the fact I needed a change, and I knew it inside. And that is what gave me the courage to go, I really am being asked by my soul and by life to make a move, and I have to do it now. So
what is that like though? Your husband's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll leave if you leave. And you know, I mean, how many people have had that? And share, you know, if you're commenting, like, you haven't had that whole, oh, I just want to leave, I just want to quit. And getting the question, like, oh, this is a real yes versus this is just some whim. And what was, you know, how did that go for you guys?
Yeah. This is really important that you raise that, because too many people go, it's not responsible to do that. I have to take care of all these things and all these other people, and it is not professional to do that, and it is not and what normal people do, and what are people are going to judge me, and all of this stuff comes up. And I mean, I have a major driver in my life that always pushes me a little bit beyond that, and I can share that briefly, is that my sister died really young, and so I am very motivated by mortality, to know that your life is a gift and that you better live it fully, because it's not a given that you're here. Yeah. And yeah. You don't want to die.
Mean stay in that job and go in the status quo, or does living it fully mean, whoa, I'm opening to something bigger? Like only you can know, right? Like you had the clarity in that moment of what living fully really meant.
Totally. And I think when I had a very clear moment sitting at my desk one day where I was like, everything kind of zoned out, and I looked around me and I thought, I could literally blink and be here in 10 years. doing the same thing with the same pain, with the same void, with a little bit more money and probably a few more accolades on my CV, and that's it, and I will wake up in 10 years and be in the same place. So I was kind of pushed by what I didn't want. And the pull for me, I knew it wasn't a whim because it had been churning inside of me for some time. And I always say, there's a difference between your intuition and your feelings. Your feelings are like the surface level waves of the ocean, and that, and the weather changes, and some days you have great days and some days you're not feeling so good, and that's kind of like the coming and going. But your intuition will consistently whisper the same message to you over time, and if it doesn't change, it's a fairly good indication that you're not on a whim. You're actually being guided from something very powerful inside of you.
Mm-hmm. That's a great marker. Like, is this something over and over that I'm again and again hitting upon? Like, whoa, I'm really unhappy with this. This is not working for me. And I always tell people, you have three choices. You can change it, you can leave it, you can accept it exactly as it is. So try one of them. One of them will always be available. All right, let me just get through this and try to make it work. I was an ER doctor and did it for years. Like, let me just function as a good ER doctor and make this work, even though I knew, like, this is not for me. So I tried to accept it and make it work. That was just not going to be a fit. So leave, which was okay, that's going to be an option when it's an option. Or can I change this? Can I work around a way of, you know, doing my osteopathic practice and doing the ER? So this, you know, this is workable. Or finding more purpose and really connecting with people while I'm in the ER, blah, 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 blah. So you work with what you work with, but one of those will always be available. But don't ignore it. Like, if that whisper is this persistent thing, one of those things has to happen. It's, you can't ignore it.
Don't ignore the whisper, because it is not going to leave you alone. The reason it's not going to leave you alone is you are not a mind, body, or personality. You are a spirit here on a journey for a very specific reason. And it is not in your soul's interest to leave you alone. Your soul is going to keep prompting you from inside. Life, universe, creator, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it in your worldview, is going to continuously call you forward. And it looks like pain. It looks like I'm uncomfortable. It looks like something isn't working in my life. It looks like I'm unsatisfied. And I always say to people when they come to me for coaching, if you are feeling unsatisfied, if you're feeling in pain, if you're in struggle, there's not a problem. It's an opening for your massive transformation. When you get in situations like that, which we often do at different points in life, they're massive spiritual transition points, and the discomfort is the birthplace of the next level of you, like a caterpillar to the metamorphosis. So the pain is not a problem. The pain, whether it's physical pain, whether it's, you know, existential, whether it's career dissatisfaction, whatever it is a opportunity and an opening. And it's not, I'm not saying this to put some fluffy thing on it. It really truly is the birthplace of you going to another level. You've got to get uncomfortable to make a change. People don't make change if they're comfortable. You've got to get uncomfortable. So discomfort is a great way to make that shift. And, you know, I was lucky that my soul chose to have a husband who is a carefree, risk-taking, just like do whatever you feel like. And I was the opposite, super conservative, super risk-averse. So it was easy for him to go, just quit. And I didn't listen to that for a long time. And again,
just,
the reason...
He just said, just quit.
Yeah.
I was not so simple.
No. No.
Or complicated things in the mix of your identity or fear maybe about money. I know a lot of people are in this moment right now of like, whoa, what's the real meaning and purpose of my life? Oh, just quit. It's like, wait a minute. That's a much more complicated thing than it might sound.
Yeah. And I don't, whenever I tell my story, I always say, I wrote my first two books are about my journey. I do not advocate that people just throw everything in their life up in the air like I did, because I went radical. Okay. So I did it in a really, really radical way. And
yep,
that's
not everything. Quit your jobs, all your stuff, traveled around the world. Like, when you said that, it was the quintessential, like, you know, we did our own version of that, Mario and I, and we left medicine, and it was, we entered the unknown. And there is a space of it that is going to be unknown. It wasn't the plan I had, like, I'll keep working in the ER and develop this business on the side, and when I'm ready to transition, then I'll leave. But it didn't actually work out like that. There was a moment where it was a leap, because until I fully vested myself in believing in this way of doing medicine and left and stood in this new foundation, it didn't thrive. It didn't flourish. It had 5 times more income in that 1 year when I finally really stepped in fully. So there is a point where we do need to step into some level of unknown. And what you did was just like the biggest level of unknown. So that's really why I wanted you to speak to this and the courage it took, the anchoring into your knowing that it took for you to find your way.
Yeah. And I think the signs that I got, like, it actually unfolded in, I would say, 3 kind of stages, and unfolded quite rapidly. But the first conversation I have was, I just, you know, when we were walking down the stairs, and we're like, he's like, you quit, I'll quit, let's both quit, text me when you're done. And I went into my boss and I said, I'm leaving the city. I'm moving to an island at the other end of the country because I want to have a different lifestyle. I was like, is there any possible way I can do anything working from home? I'm not doing this consulting thing anymore. I'm done. I don't want to front face clients anymore. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I took a 50% pay cut and I worked part-time from home on the island, and I did a leadership type position for a period of time. And I did not want to do FYI leadership. I had been resisting this for forever. I didn't want to take a leadership role, and I'd been getting divine signs about leadership roles and healing. So I'd follow. So I was like, I went to the spirit channel. I'm not kidding you. My boss was like, you should be in a leadership role. And the spirit channel has said, it's time for you to step into a leadership role.
Wow.
And so I took the sign.
This kind of sounds like Jerry Maguire. Jerry Maguire's like, I'm going to follow my heart, and this is what I believe in, and I'm doing this thing, and it all felt right. And then, like, the shit hit the fan. Like, he's in no man's land, and all the stuff was like, what the hell did I do? But that was his life coming together. Like, we have that in-betweener stage where we've stepped into the unknown boldly and with great courage in the connection of what really matters. And then there's that intermediate stage where it's like, wait a minute, like, I got to change. I got to go to my comfort zone.
Yes. And here's the thing, really, really important. I made a note to make sure I shared this. I didn't know where this conversation was going to go, but I really knew that this was an important thing to share, is that when I chose to leave that career, I did not know what I was going to. I had no idea that I was going to do this that I do now. I had no idea I was going to travel the world. I had no idea. All I knew was that I was going to write a book about spiritual awakening, following divine guidance. And I was going to catalog every sign I'd ever gotten that led me to the decision and that guided me through to where I am now. That's all I knew. I didn't know I was going to be a coach. Didn't know I was going to do healing. And when I first made that transition, that's the point. You will not necessarily see the whole path. You will just know this isn't it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you just know the next one step, the next 20 feet, the next one thing. There can just be the clarity of the now, but not the whole thing. And are you willing to step into that, right? Like, okay, I know the next 10 seconds, and in 10 seconds, I'm going to know the next 10 seconds. Or maybe it's, you know, a little further out than that, but a very, very different way of doing it versus I know the next 10, 20 years, what I'm going to be doing, how it's going to go. And there's this security, which is completely false. The true security is in that anchoring in and dropping into our wisdom, which you've led the way on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that when you I went down a path and got money and financial security, and it led to no peace. It led to no happiness. Like, I had a great job. They were amazing, the most beautiful people in the world to work with. So, so blessed. But it was not me. And it could not be me going forward. But when you've got all of this security and all this, you know, you've got money and that's gives you so much peace. It doesn't give you peace. I realize it gave me no fulfillment. And so, yeah, it was really scary financially to make the change, massively scary. And once we made that shift, then I realized this still isn't it. That's the point. You know, the first I'm done, and then I took the leadership role, we moved, I was like, this still isn't it. My soul is going, nope. Sell the house, move, quit completely, no more of this. You're literally going into the complete void of we don't know, and we're going to be guided each step of the way. And divine guidance is the 100% what I leaned on the entire time.
That's what I wanted you to speak to. So what? How did you do that? And what was that part of the journey like?
Okay, so this little 1v5 notebook, we call them in New Zealand, I had like 13 of these in a pile filled with all the divine guidance I got over like a 3-year period. And my sister goes, do you think you catalogued that for a reason? You're going to write a book. And I did write books about it. And the divine guidance is the one thing that got me through. Because it's like completely world shattering when you realize that life is literally speaking to you with divine guidance. So some people call that signs, signals, synchronicities, all sorts of different language. But most of us have had one or two examples of that where we're like, oh, this feels very synchronistic. It feels like I'm being asked to pay attention. And as soon as I tuned in, it just started to come in like waves. And I really leaned heavily on that for my faith and trust and courage to make the changes. And at the end of the day, here's what I'm a very left-brained, logical person, very practical. And here is how I appeased my fear, because there was a lot of fear and anxiety while I still made the changes courageously. You can have courage and fear at the same time. People are like, I'm just going to wait till I'm more courageous. I'm like, you're going to be waiting forever, because your fear is probably always going to be there, because it's your natural human inbuilt beautiful function to help protect you. So it's okay to have the fear. But the way I appeased my logical mind was this: what's the worst that can really happen? And I would literally go like this. I would go like this. Oh, you make a fool of yourself, and nothing works out, and you're completely ashamed and humiliated in front of everybody you've ever known, who all think you're completely crazy for leaving your career. And I'm like, well, you know what? I would rather die knowing I gave my life everything than watch people sit in a box, feeling a void, being miserable. And I would rather stamp myself with courage and be poor and courageous than sit in a box, being numb, following the norm. And then I thought, well, what's the worst that can happen? I hate what I'm doing. Well, go back and do what you used to do then. Not hard. Like, if you face your what is the worst case scenario, you can really appease your logical mind. And so following divine guidance and also appeasing my logical mind was how I kind of made that courageous step. But I literally every single day paid very close attention to what my inner guidance was saying and what the signs around me were saying, and started to make small steps. Like you said, like you take one step forward, and it's like driving the car at night, the old analogy. You drive the car at night, you can only see 2 meters ahead of you, or 2 feet, I think you say in the States and Canada. It's like you can only see 2 feet ahead of you. And as you drive the car forward, more of the road becomes illuminated. And that's really what I did, was just all I know is I'm quitting my job and I'm going to Thailand to write my book. Oh, yeah. All I know is I've come back and I'm selling my house and all my belongings, and I'm going to go to wherever. And that's all I know.
You always had what you needed. Like, each step of the way was provided. And this is a big, you know, if you've ever read the book, The Alchemist, it's that journey of how do I stay in a journey of alignment where I always am provided with exactly what I need. And that the journey brings you right into the greater wholeness. But it's a way of being, it's a way of doing life. And that journey is very different from the, let me show you the path and you just make sure to stay in the lines and walk on the way you were taught, versus like, whoa, I'm going to venture out on my own and use my internal compass. And yeah, you'll be fumbly at first, but you practice using that internal compass, and it leads to the most spectacular synchronicities and like spontaneous things happening that you could have never planned. For anyone who's ever traveled, you know, just travel unplanned and take a journey. And I don't do this often. You know, we have two kids and we usually like book the hotel room, but I have a lot of friends who have done this, and they'll always tell me, like, I always meet the most amazing people. I always have a place to stay. Things line up synchronistically because I'm in that flow when I'm traveling. And then they come back, and it's a matter of how do I bring that into my life? Because the freedom and the joy of being in the unknown is so powerful and exhilarating that we want to bring that into our day to day, which is, you know, what you've done. And I have done, right? Stepping out of that career path into something else. And I think so many of us are ready to do this now in some way, in whether it's leaving a relationship and being in the unknown of who am I as a single person? Will I partner again? Or leaving, you know, a career, and maybe there's the unknown of money or the unknown of what's my purpose. But finding just a bit of courage to follow that calling and step into the alignment of your guidance, which, you know, you have done so beautifully.
I just am loving everything about you right now. And so I can see why everybody is in your audience, like tuning into your live streams, because you are, I'm all about it. Yes, you are truth speaking. And the thing is that I look at life in like a very, I like to box things and use analogies as my way of kind of understanding the world. And there is like a whole lane where you can be asleep in your life and you can follow structures and norms and have other people be the authority of this is what your life should look like. Expectations of parents, of family, society, social media, all the messaging you get, conditioning you when you're growing up, this is what your life should be like. But that's not what you're here for. Life happens out on the edge, right on the edge of your comfort zone. There is no evolution in your comfort zone. There is no exhilaration and expansion. There's no space for your soul to breathe into this world what you came to bring to it when you are sitting in your comfort zone. And the thing is, you have to accept that with standing on the leading edge of your comfort zone where you're going into unknown territory, it is going to feel uncomfortable. And when you realize there's nothing wrong with feeling uncomfortable, like I used to think, well, I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't be a little nervous or a little uncertain. No, that's totally normal. It's completely okay to feel like that. And, you know, it's like I'm just all about not following the norms. I'm about following your own spirit. You know, like one of, you know, what I almost did to fix my problem when I was in my career, yeah. The pain and the void, I almost had children. Not because I wanted them, but because I thought it was going to fix what was broken inside of me. Nothing was broken inside of me, nothing. And children was not the answer. Nothing is ever, nobody is broken. Nobody is missing anything, nothing. We are completely complete. And the answer is to tune into that and to start to courageously align with what you already know. People say, well, how do you know? You know, ask yourself some really powerful questions and you will get really powerful answers. I believe people have most of the wisdom they need inside of them, but they don't really want to ask the questions because they don't want to hear the answer because then they'll have to do something about it.
And it's the thing you said about the comfort zone and why like we're so resistant to give up the comfort zone. But in the work I'm doing, one of the things I do is bring people so much into their body that they begin to experience what they're actually experiencing. And then you realize this quote, comfort zone is not so, there's no joy in it. There's no passion in it. There's no peace. There's like, I'm not really alive. So when you are embodied and aware of what you're feeling right now, you realize like there's nothing so great about this comfort zone. Anyway, yeah, it's comfortable. It's the known. It's the thing you've maybe figured out and you think you can manage. But if you realize it's void of passion, joy, peace, freedom, and love, it's not such a big toss up to say, all right, I'm ready for something bigger.
Yes. And I think
we numb ourselves out from those things, right? Like, let me get on social media. Let me check my email. Let me have another shot. Let me make plans with friends. Like, who knows what the escape is. But if you're in the hamster wheel of escapism, you don't realize the pain of your comfort zone. And you think maybe I can keep managing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I used to drink, like just socially enjoy drinking in the consulting world is you just, you know, slug a few wines back every Friday, every Thursday and Friday night. And I'd have a drink on the weekends and I just don't drink anymore. There's so many things that I used to use to relax me or take away the stress or fill the void that I just don't need to use anymore because there's an alignment right now. Greater health as a result of that.
That's the thing to remember. It's known to be what heals the body scientifically in mind-body medicine. This is what actually brings healing. But it's also that true fulfillment of being all of what you're seeking, experiencing that every day. So this is bigger than just, you know, hey, I solved the equation of like, now I'm making money doing what I love. It's the whole shebang, you know, being in your own alignment of your joy and the abundance that comes with that.
And I feel very much like we are spirits here on a soul odyssey journey of adventure. And we're meant to be adventuring, exploring, expanding all the time. Intellectually, creatively, energetically, and all the different ways we can express ourselves. And if you had a point where you're just repetitively doing the same thing and you're not experiencing that feeling of adventure and exploration. It doesn't have to be outward. It's just that ever learning, ever growing part of yourself. Then I think that's where you do get a little bit sort of like bored and stagnant, and it feels like something's missing. And, you know, I used to think all the time, is this it? Is this it? Like, is this all there is? Like, are you serious? We just get born and we grow up, we get an education, we get a job, we buy a house, we have some kids, and we like have Sunday dinners every night, and then we retire and we die. Is this it? No, that's not it.
Yeah, I said to one of my friends one time, if you can see your path, it's not your path. He was very vested in like staying in the status quo, making it work, got to make this thing work. And this is, you know, this is what I want. And he bought into the idea that that's what he wanted. And it wasn't his organic heart. But I said, you know, and he's like, you know, it'd be like this. And then we're going to do this. And then we're going to have that. And I was like, if you can see your path, it's not your path. So if it's the laid out, boop, 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 and then this happens, and then we'll do that. And then after we do that, we'll have this thing and we'll be so happy. So just look, that's the mind. The mind has this big projection. And the reason the body gets so depleted and breaks down in 27 different ways, and you're going to have 18 diagnoses, is because it really requires the essence of you and your aliveness and your openness to receive life and let the unknown come through to be played out and to be in that fluidity of the journey. That's what your body needs in order to function healthy, period, the end. It cannot, it will break down. You get autoimmune disease, you catch a virus, your immune system's not working well, your gut breaks down, you can't digest any foods, you get brain fog, like all of the above that people have with chronic stuff not getting better has been shown to be related to exactly this.
100%. And I believe the body carries the spirit. And I also believe that while we're here, we are here to channel our spirit into the world, or channel divinity, the universe, whatever it is that you want to call it, that we're here to channel it through us. And I feel like when we stop it, we get in the way and we go, no, I'm not listening to my intuition. I'm not listening to my inspirations. I'm not listening to my passions. I'm going to ignore all those things. We kind of create a block, like a dam in the river, and it's like the body ends up suffering because there's no flow, there's no energy flow, the energy's got nowhere to go because we won't let it. It's got somewhere to go. It's got somewhere to go, all right? It's trying to go there, but we won't let it, right? We just keep
Let me share. You had a resource that we want to have people be able to access your work. I shared your link, but I know it's helpful for people to have like a tool or a reminder or a piece moving forward. So where can they go to get some good resources from you? And then we can get into like what steps people can do right now.
Okay. So I think the one resource that you're going to share is a journaling guide, 24 wise questions. And those are questions that are going to really clearly help show what isn't working, what is working, what changes are being called for. It basically is going to tap you into your already existing intuition of exactly what you need to be paying attention to. And for me, asking questions like that is the most powerful thing that you can do. Because the biggest shifts I've had is when I've gone and seen someone like a spiritual advisor or a mentor or a conversation with my very wise husband, and a question gets posed and it's like, you cannot escape your own truth, you know, when the answers come up inside. And then on thedailypositive.com, we've got a free resources tab, which has a load of other free classes, free webinars, free guides, free audios, all the things that I created because they helped me. So I created them so that others could use them to help trigger them along or unfold them along their own version of their own journey.
All right, I'm going to put this link here, Bernadette's at thedailypositive.com, but I do have the link here that should work. Yeah, I think. So that's an audio. We'll put that together with the email when we send this out as well.
Perfect. And I think one thing I was going to just mention that I found really, really useful from a spiritual perspective in terms of understanding the soul journey and helping you to piece together where you might be heading and what your soul is asking of you and why you're getting intuition to stop doing certain things and go in certain directions, is that I became obsessed with understanding the soul journey, and I got a proper astrology chart done, a full numerological reading done. I went to a spirit channeler and I went to get an Akashic reading done. And I lined them all up and they all said the same thing.
Yeah.
From four different, completely different advisors that don't know each other in all different parts of the world, said the same things about my soul journey, and it all mapped together and it all matched my intuition. It matched what wasn't working in my life. It matched the direction I was going in. And I often send my clients off to get numerology and astrology and things done because it gives you clarity about why you struggle with the things you struggle with, why you keep feeling like you're being called in a certain direction. And it's like when you get kind of like an external thing showing you things that resonate with you, it kind of gives you even more comfort that you're in the right.
It's another way to check in with what your wisdom has for you. I mean, you can learn and develop ways to do this. And that's really what your work in my work is about. And, you know, consulting is with other people is helpful. Always weigh it against what resonates for you. What's your truth that you know? And that can give you really great insight into some things you may have not let yourself see. But when you realize how much pain you're in, you open and you finally begin to like let something new in.
You know, I just, what you're just saying is perfect, because I sometimes challenge people. I can see they know the answer to their own question and I can see they know that they need to make the change. And I'll say, okay, let's play a game. You've only got two options, and the option to go ahead and follow your soul calling, I'm taking it off the table. It's not available to you now because you're not taking action. So you're left with just staying in your comfort zone where you want to avoid your fear and anxiety. Now, how do you feel? They're like, no, can't do that. Give it back to me. I'm doing it. It's that test of, you say, oh, I'm not sure about it. Well, I'll take it off the table then. It's like, no, don't take it off the table. Right. I'm
you
just
get
afraid.
Sore pretty quickly. Yeah, it's true. So I think we can ask everyone here, like, what's one thing you're aware of? And it's not you're going to leave and make this leap. It's, you know, there's three options. You leave it, you change it, you embrace it exactly as it is and rearrange yourself so that you're in peace with it. But what is the one thing that you're aware of that's like that whisper of like, there's something more? Or you might hear it in the inspiration of there's something more. You might hear it in the desperation of get out of here now. That's what I used to feel in the ER. Like every month I would take a vacation with myself and I'd work my shifts and then, you know, arrange it. So I had this week off and it'd be like, oh, I'm living the life. This is so great. And then I'd get back and it'd be like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. I'm all refueled. And like 20 minutes into my shift, I get my stethoscope on someone's heart and then listen in, boop, 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 boop. And then it would be like, get out of here. I'm freaking miserable. I want to die now. I'd be like, no, I'm only 20 minutes in and I just took a vacation. This is not possible. But it's like you said, I didn't realize like what's right about this I'm not getting because I'm whole and complete and can receive this. I was like, how do I quiet this voice because I've got to function this way? Or what's wrong with me that I can't make it work? This is what I'm supposed to do. Thankfully, I didn't hang out there too much. I am really sorry about that. We had a little glitch in our system and I don't know if I'm back, but let's see if we can get Bernadette back as well. Anyway, my story, just to finish where I was sharing, it was always be still and know it will come to you. But it was about honoring that space in me, not overriding it, medicating it, trying to overcome it, but saying yes to it and letting it in. And that was for me where I got not only the guidance of like, go this way, do this thing, but the more powerful thing was the manifestation happened for me. I got a call from a friend, this amazing opportunity that was like a dream come true. I'm like, what do I got to do to get that? And they called me and they're like, what do we need to do to get you here? Like it came to me the more I opened to the guidance. And for me, like I said, the guidance was be still and know. Stay in the space of that yes. Buy into it. Validate it. Breathe into it. Don't keep, you know, don't think you need to run away from it. And that really like that most essential thing was it allowed a manifestation. It allowed amazing things to come to me. It's not just about, I'm going to go get it. Now I know what to do. I'm going to do this thing. A lot of it is so much less action and more being. And I shared actually a lot about this yesterday in the Awakened Practitioner program. It was kind of a mega thing about how your energy system manifests opportunity, business growth, money. And it's the same for Bernadette. Like, there was such a manifestation of these gifts and tools and her business, and that's her living now and what she's doing. But that's a really, really big way we allow things to manifest for us. So grounding into the body, grounding into the what's right about this, I'm not getting, and letting that take life in you. So I do also want to share the opportunity for the Awakened Practitioner group. I will post that here. It's at drkimd.com/collaborative. And there we go. That is available and open right now. I know we had shared a lot about the Be the Medicine program, which started, and our first call was absolutely amazing. There are some really, really powerful practitioners who are ready to come alive and awaken and do things in a completely different way, letting the heart lead. And that's really what we're doing. All right, Bernadette's back. Sorry about that. I'm glad you came back in. So,
freeze. It's okay.
I think it was my internet. Yeah. So I did share your link, Bernadette's at thedailypositive.com. And I'm going to share a special link that we have for a 24 wise questions to ask yourself. Are there any last pieces you want to share with people before we complete?
Yes. The one thing I would say is people that are listening, and you'll know if it's you, anyone listening, is you were born with a purpose, and your purpose will not leave you alone. And so when your purpose is whispering to you and you're feeling rattled and you're feeling uncomfortable and something isn't working in your life, when something isn't working, it's opportunity, and it's your soul is knocking on the door and it's not going to stop knocking. So do yourself a favor and answer the call, answer the door. And I always say to people, you would not have been given a purpose if you were not also given the courage and the means and the guidance in order to achieve it in its fullness. So you have nothing to worry about and everything to gain.
Yeah, and that's beautiful, because sometimes when we listen to the calling, yeah, it might be an action. Like, leave your job now, take the step, travel the world, sell everything, go. But it might be like it was for me. I was sharing for a minute ago, like, be still and know. Let it come to you. It's all coming. And so for me, just in that moment of serenity, right, because that was a break from the, what do I do? How do I make it work? I'll fight. I'll do anything. Should I knock down doors? And then the shift of the be still and know, be anxious for nothing. It's all coming to you. When I would embody that and breathe into that, you know, that's a new electromagnetic alignment. That's what allows a major shift in what's manifesting in your reality. And like I was sharing yesterday in the Awakened Practitioner Collaborative, just about the technology of that and how to activate that manifestation, you are that powerful. You're a transmitter. And so for Bernadette, like, a new thing got created, and she had the awareness of the Daily Positive. Cool. What a cool name. What a cool concept. How do I share? How do I have the energy for this? The ideas for this? You know, that's all manifestation. But a lot of things get manifested for you, like partnerships, relationships, opportunities. And you're following along. You're like, I'm going to go sit and have a cup of coffee. And you meet this person and a synchronicity happens. So it's through your ease and not through,
That's what I love about your work. I really love that about that. That's what's really resonated when I came across your work, is that it's about, don't try to force and find the answers. If you will actually just shush and sit in the stillness, and just allow, and just like, I do this thing around Mindset for Miracles, and I've been a student of A Course in Miracles for about 5 years, and I always sort of sit in and say, the answers to every problem already exist. The universe has answers to every single problem. The pathway to whatever you're here to do is your purpose already exists. You don't have to find it. You don't have to force it. You don't have to do anything. You have to sit and allow yourself that, as you say, the ease to know that that's true. And we teach what we most need to learn. So I remind myself of that on a daily basis.
Me too. I love you, girl. I'm so glad we met.
Thank you so much for speaking
to our awesome community. I love you guys all so much in the Mind Body community and Facebook. And if you're on YouTube, lots of love to you. Subscribe if this is interesting to you and you'd like more, and you can hit the bell. And Bernadette can be found at thedailypositive.com. We're both sending you so much love. I'll be here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain live in the Mind Body community and Facebook, and at Dr. Kim DeRamo on YouTube. And we will stay tuned for more comments of people listening to the recording. We're sending you love as well.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.